Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring Your Own Security Radio is just about ready to start. Hosted by certified ethical hacker and CISSP Dave the IT Guy. Sit back as we talk about hackers, security, crypto, and other things you should be paying attention to. Along with our many guests, we'll also talk about tools and methods to get the job done to keep your data where it belongs, with you. Okay, Dave is up to the mic and ready to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go. That's right. I am here. I am Dave the IT Guy. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. I love the canned applause. It's so great. All right. All seriousness. Thanks for joining in. Tonight, we're going to be talking about going to these different tech conferences. We're getting ready to come into the season of, you know, a hacker summer camp in Vegas, and RSA is coming up here in just 2 weeks out in San Fran. And then across the country and even across the globe, there are tons of conferences coming up. You know, organizations like B-Sides and so many others. The Diana Initiative out in Vegas. And anyway, B-Sides, different locations. You've got Secure World events going on a nationwide basis as well. Great stuff, great stuff. So let's talk about what does it take to go to these things, a multi-day event, and actually come back, you know, besides all the free ink pens and t-shirts and hats you're going to come home with, can you actually come home with useful information, right? Can you contacts, people that you met, things that you did, things that you learned, things that you touched. Can it be a useful event for you? So let's talk a little bit about that. I'm going to lay a quick groundwork, and then I'm going to give you a minute to think about those topics. But when we talk about going to an event, what do you think that means, right? Let's just use Black Hat or DEF CON as our example, right? It's in Las Vegas this year, 2019. It's in the first week of August. Here it is, February 19th. We've got a few months, right? So what do we need to think about? We need to figure out how we're going to get there from wherever we are, right? Plane, train, automobile, hitchhike, bus, whatever it is. Where are we going to stay? How are we going to move around while we're out there? While we're in the conference, you know, if you've never seen those schedules for those events, man, there is just tons of stuff going on at every minute of these events, from the time you get there at 9 o'clock in the morning till the time you go home, some cases midnight, right? And there's so many hands-on things to do. There's so many people to meet, so many things to listen to. It's a lot. So how do you get through all that? How do you coordinate just the logistics? You know, how do you take a break? Where are you going to take a break at, right? If you're in the middle of a conference center and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you've been on your feet all day, you've been walking, you've been talking, you've been passing out business cards, whatever it is that you're out there doing, time to take a break, right? Where are you going to go sit, right? How are you going to find a place to sit at? Well, think about those things, and we're going to talk about those after this quick break.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
Are you ready? Get up, get up!
The Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival has arrived. MAPFRE Stadium, Columbus, Ohio. 3 days, May 17th through the 19th. America's number one rock music festival is here with Foo Fighters.
There goes my hero.
System of a Down.
And Disturbed. Sonic Temple with Bring Me the Horizon, Ghost, Hailstorm, Lamb of God, The Cult, The Hives, The Struts, Meshuggah, The Distillers, and rare appearances by Joan Jett.
I'm a firestarter.
And Prodigy.
Firestarter.
Go to SonicTempleFestival.com for everything. The Foo Fighters, System of a Down, Disturbed, Bring Me the Horizon, Ghost, and special Comedy Tent headliners, Andrew Dice Clay, Henry Rollins, and more. Go to SonicTempleFestival.com. See ya at the temple.
Right on. Sonic Temple Festival up in Columbus, Ohio this year. Awesome event. I can't wait to go. Funny how tonight's topic even relates to an event like that, right? You're going out to one of these big outdoor multi-day concert festivals. How are you going to survive these things, right? Well, let's get right into it. Again, we're going to use Black Hat / DEFCON, but of course this applies to any multi-day event or even one very long day. You know, one of these things where you get there at 8 in the morning and you're there till maybe 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Everybody's got their own thing, right, that they need to learn or people they want to talk to. And let me step back and say this. This conversation is all about the approach by an attendee, right? Not necessarily a vendor that has a booth, right? Because if you're a vendor and you've got a booth there, most likely you are able to, bring a small cooler or something, right? And you've got a few sodas, or because you paid for your booth, you're getting a lunch provided maybe and some sodas, and hopefully you're staffing the booth appropriately where you can take some breaks. So we're not talking about that point of view during this conversation. So as we talk about getting out at Black Hat, so in my case, I would have to fly. It's much too far to drive, more than 1,000 miles, and it just would not work, right? So I would fly. The obvious logistics. But when you talk about staying in a place, you know, again, depending on the type of person that you are, if you're out there for the Vegas experience, right, and you want to gamble and you want to bright lights and drinking and all that kind of stuff, then yeah, you probably want to find yourself one of the casino hotels or a local hotel. But I also want to suggest that you consider, at the very least, kind of getting away a little bit. Head over towards Henderson or out towards the Air Force Base Nellis and a few other places out in that area. Check out, you know, the Airbnb type of places or the VRBOs, you know, the rent by owners kind of websites, and see what you can find. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive staying in a condo out there really is. The other nice part, though, too, is you're in a condo, right? So it's kind of like living there. People are leaving you alone. You don't have people are up and down the hallways and loud and banging on doors because they're drunk or whatever, right? You might even have a swimming pool that you can kind of go just chill back, right? You're going to have your own wireless. So, you know, the nice thing is you'll have wireless just like you were at home versus being on shared wireless at the hotel, worrying about somebody trying to compromise your system, having to be on VPN, maybe it's too slow, you can't get no work done, et cetera, et cetera. So just getting away from it is, depending on, again, what your experience and what you're trying to find, very, very good thing. I actually have done it each way. I've stayed in, like, the hotels and, like, hey, let's party rock. And then I've stayed away. And I actually think, for now on, I will always, like, kind of get out away from the events. Now, that's not to say I don't go to the parties, right? Vendor parties like Cisco and things like that are awesome, especially in Vegas. You know, it's always a great thing. San Fran, any of these bigger cities, you know, the vendors. And so that's part of your planning too, right? So as you register for one of these events, you get your tickets or your passes, whatever it is, you're going to start getting emails from vendors, assuming that you signed up to get those. And they're going to be telling you about, hey, we're going to have this presentation. Do you want to come? So it's worth it to you to start looking at the website of the conference itself. And if they have an app, download it so that you can kind of have a map, you know, on your phone of where things are, where people are, schedules, right, things like that. But the after parties, too. Some of these conference vendors, right, they do an after party. And it isn't just about going and partying all the time. a lot of people are going to be there. A lot of, they invite well-known people in each industry to attend these events and give you the opportunity in a very social setting, to where these people don't have to feel like they're turned on, right? They don't have to be at the conference and have all the right answers, right? They can be have a wine glass or a beer in their hand and just kind of chill and just talk to you, right? And you can go up and have like, hey, I did this one time with your idea. What do you think about that? Or how would you have done it different? Or whatever, right? Or just walk up and say, hey, man, how you doing? Or, you know, hey, young lady, or whatever it is, right? Good opportunities to really meet people and make those really good connections, right? Give them a business card, email address, whatever it is, and really make some meaningful connections. So, you know, as we talk about approaching these events, you know, going to the event, so to speak, really starts months ahead of time. Do your research. Take a look at who's going to be speaking, because at these large multi-day events, you have many tracks. And oftentimes, you have crossover conversations or crossover topics. And speakers, you might be going for one track. You might be a security person, right? But on the DevOps track, there might be a speaker that is a great crossover type of speaker that has great knowledge on both. And you don't want to miss that. So how are you in two places at once? Well, you take a look. You know, is this conference going to be recording these presentations? You know, do I have to have a certain ticket type? You know, sometimes they sell tickets for X price and a different ticket for a different price, right? And you might have three or four options. And one of those options sometimes is, you know, hey, you have access to all the videos after the fact. And that's important. You know, as we get here into this conversation, you're going to hear why, but it's very important. So take a look at what kind of ticket am I buying? What kind of access is that going to give me at the event? You know, maybe even get in early a little bit, or maybe you get invited to a luncheon or a breakfast or something, right, to give you access to somebody that you really want to talk to. So all of that, again, is all part of – that's just the planning stage, right? We're not even at the, hey, I just got there phase. Let's get it on, right? You gotta really kind of get prepared for even for that piece. So let's think about, okay, I'm there, right? Or, you know, and there's still clearly more logistics. How am I going to get around, you know? And that really depends on the city that you're going to, right? You've got to figure out what kind of infrastructure they have. Do they have great public transit, cabs, Uber, Lyft, whatever, you know? Or are you just going to walk, right? Are you going to stay in a place where you can just walk? Does your hotel have shuttles? Things like that. So, right? Look at your logistics, because later in the day, on each one of these days, it matters. So let me just step back here for a minute and tell you a little bit about one experience I had. So last year, I'm out at Black Hat and I'm out at DEF CON for the week. And there's also an event called B-Sides Las Vegas going on. It's kind of down the road a little bit. So we're talking about almost opposite ends of the Vegas Strip, right? So and then there's an event that's focused on ladies in InfoSec called the Diana Initiative. And so they're really into the whole, you know, let's introduce girls of teenagers up into the InfoSec world. And I wanted to kind of go just check it out. I'm, you know, media, but I'm also an IT person. And I really, you know, want to encourage, I have daughters, and I want to encourage them to move towards IT if they want to. So as I get out there, and I had a rental car, but it's Vegas, man. Traffic stinks most of the time, right? And it's hot. It was like 112 degrees. So, and parking, almost every place you go costs, you know, $8, $10, $12 at a shot. So you're talking about, hey, I'm starting my day over here at one place. I want to run over to B-Sides for a couple hours and check out this speaker over there. Now we're going to run down to Diana Initiative, see what they're doing. Oh, DEF CON's coming up. Got to go buy my pass, man. I can't be left out of that, right? So I'm running five places in one day. I'm in and out of car garages.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Paying for parking fees, and it's hot, and I'm getting in our hot cars, and then you walk, and if you've ever been to Vegas, some of these big conference centers, right, by the time you park and walk to where you are, you've probably walked a good mile and a half, right, and that doesn't count any standing in line you might have did, or the extra walking and standing that you're going to do while you're at the event itself, so lots of that, right. Yeah, think about that stuff ahead of time. Do you got good shoes, right? Do you got comfy clothes? You know, are you all stuffed up and uncomfy, or can your body kind of breathe and move and expand? You know, it's hot in the day, your ankles swell up, right? If you're old, right, like me, whatever the deal is, right? So you have a little bit of fun with the idea of how am I going to react? How's my body going to react at this place, wherever this place is? You know, what if you're going to a very rainy environment? You know, Seattle or something, are you going to take a raincoat or an umbrella? How are you going to carry that stuff, right? And we're going to get into that, too, with the pack, right? So it's crazy. There's so much that you can think of. But a lot of folks just like, oh, I'm going to Black Hat, right? I'm going to DEF CON. And sure, if you're kind of young, you just wing it. Yeah, that's okay. But if you really want to have a good experience and you really want to be able to walk away like, yep, I got some good stuff out of this, you want to take time to plan it. So let's talk about being there for a minute. You know, when you get there, again, no matter what event you're talking about, let's talk about some of the stuff that you might need, right? If you've never been to a Black Hat or a DEF CON or someplace like that, there are tens of thousands of people, and that's just the people that are attendees. That has nothing to do with the vendors themselves and how many thousands of them they are, right? So you go. You've decided, man, I've been walking for a while. I'm pooped. Where am I going to sit down at? Well, you probably got a pretty good walk, you know, at these conference centers to get back out to a hallway or get back out to some kind of space where you can just kind of sit down and chill, right? Well, what if you're just out in the hallway in a corridor? What are you going to do out there? Do you have a bottle of water with you, right? So we're going to talk about some of the things you pack in a backpack or, you know, whatever kind of bag you're carrying, but you know, you need to make sure you have, man, whatever, a banana or some kind of power bar or protein bar, whatever it is you happen to like, man, piece of fruit, something, put that in your backpack. Bottle water, always have a bottle of water. And even after you open it and drink it, you can always refill that same bottle, right? So you've got a container to carry that water. Hydration at these events, and all this walking and moving around and talking that you do, staying hydrated is crucial. If you don't, by 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're worn down, you're so tired. It's too much, right? So, hydration. For some people, you know, you might want to consider, like, do I get some chewing gum or some breath mints or something, right? If you're going to be talking to a lot of people up close and personal, you want to make sure you got that aspect covered too, right? So, don't create a social error there by not taking care of that business either. But also things like a notepad, right? Make some note. Maybe meet somebody out in the hallway, right? You're just out taking a break. Somebody else is out taking a break. And you look up and you realize you're standing next to, you know, the CIO of Twitter or something like that, right? So you want to have an opportunity to take notes, right? Jot down information about people. Maybe you want to share your contact info, yellow piece of paper you can rip out, right? Hand it to them. Business cards, obviously. You want to have a stack of those if you carry them. You know, that kind of thing. What else can you have in your backpack, right? You want to make sure that you have just whatever might get you through the day. Maybe you're going to need some aspirin in case you get a headache, right? Some ibuprofen or something, painkiller of some sort. Maybe you're a diabetic, right? Or some other medication, and you want to make sure that you got a little bit of that in your backpack, right? Maybe you have to take food with your medication, right? So you want to cover that. Food is not always easily and readily available at these events. Sometimes you'll go out, like I remember last year at Black Hat, right about 11:30, I'm like, I'm going to try to beat the lunch crowd, right? I'm going to go out to the main, like, food court conference center out there. It was a nightmare. Every single restaurant, even if it was like a bad place, was at least 30 deep in line. And you were standing at least 45 minutes to an hour to get something to eat. That's just crazy, you know. And while I'm not getting ready to suggest you all do this, but at least something like this is, from being in my military days, I actually had an MRE, an old school MRE, in my backpack. That was good enough for me, right? I'm not a food snob. I didn't need to be out there hoity-toity, right? I don't care about that stuff. You know, in some cases, even waiting for a slice of pizza that costs $8 for one slice of pizza was like a 45-minute wait. You know, who wants to do that? I was not willing to wait that long. So I went and I found myself a chair and a small table, bust out my MREs. Yep, a couple of people looked at me. I'm like, what's up? But then more than a couple of people walked by like, man, I wish I'd have thought of something like that. I just spent $25 on lunch and I waited an hour to get there. So, yeah, it's, think about it. You know, what am I going to eat? When am I going to eat it? You know, stock up some stuff at in your hotel room and then plan it on a day-to-day basis. Like, hey, what do I need in my backpack to get me through the day? Maybe some 5-hour energy drinks or caffeine gum or whatever. You know, what are you going to need to get through it? And then that way, when it comes to the end of the day, you're still fresh, you're ready to go. And then lastly, what if you're there and you spill something on yourself, right? Or whatever, you're eating, drip some crap on your clothes, whatever it is, right? Get one of those little Tide-to-go pens, or they have those little wipes that you can wipe on your clothes. And I'd also suggest maybe getting one of those small little travel packs of, like, baby wipes. That way you can, you know, step into a restroom or some other private space and kind of freshen your own self up a little bit. Maybe you're just worn down, you're hot and sweaty, right? You want to kind of clean up before you go into a different meeting. That's your plan, man. So, yeah, sounds like a lot, but I'm telling you, when you're out there and you don't have to worry about anything, where you can just kind of chill and do your own thing, because right there in your small little backpack, you've got everything you want. And that's hard to beat. I'm telling you, hard to beat. My first year at one of these bigger events, I winged it, and I was tired. You know, I was in my upper 30s, and I thought, man, I'm good, whatever. No, I was beat. I was tired. And by, like, the fourth day of a 7-day event, I was done. I just, you know, the event was winding down at 5 o'clock. I'm like, I don't even want to go to the vendor parties. I'm just going back to my hotel, turn on the AC, grab me some order-in food, and I'm done for the night. And sometimes it just gets that way, which leads us back to, you know, staying in your own place versus a hotel. You know, much quieter, more chill, probably a more comfortable bed, right? So all those little things matter, right? They sure do. All right, so we've been out there at whatever event that you're going to, and we got our backpack packed up, and we're ready to go, right? Well, now you're going to go into this event. You saw the schedule because you planned ahead for months, and you know who's speaking when. But then you get out there, and you found out that one speaker had to cancel, and they replaced that person with somebody else. And that somebody else is like, holy crap, I wish I'd have known they were going to be here, right? What do I do? Do I go see them? Do I try to catch it on the video stream if I get that kind of access? Man, what am I going to do? Well, my suggestion to you is this. If you know that you're going to have access to videos, I would not attend anything that's not interactive. If it's just a talk and all you're going to do is sit there and listen, then watch it on video later. Watch it on the plane home. Watch it when you get back home, whatever. Don't even waste your time. Spend your time in what we call the corridor conversations. Go out into the hallways of these big convention centers and events. The people that you'll meet, because there are so many people that are tired of being in there with the vendors, right? They're tired of, maybe they are the vendors, and they're just tired of being in there, and they just want to change the scenery. You'll have better one-on-one opportunities with people in the corridor than you ever will inside the event space. You might see a speaker after they've given a talk, right? And after you know, having a coffee or something. And sure, you want to give them their time to take a break and wind down. But you can briefly just, you know, hey, man, I really liked your presentation or your white paper or whatever that you did. Or I saw you on YouTube, and I know you're taking a break and won't bother you. But, man, here's my card or here's my Twitter or here's my number, whatever. I'd really love to interact with you or just talk to you sometime if you ever have time. A lot of times, you know, people are flattered, right? They're flattered by that you know who they are, and they're willing to talk to you right then and there. And if they're not, more often than not, they're pretty polite about, you know, hey, man, thanks for respecting my time or whatever. So you'll get a lot of different reactions, but by and large, they're pretty positive. I also want to say that while you're out at these events, like especially at Black Hat, a lot of these times they'll have a knock on site, and they'll have a volunteer team or maybe a paid team of very highly skilled professionals who are monitoring the network there so that the Wi-Fi that they're letting you use isn't being compromised by hackers, or, you know, they can watch the traffic and help fight things. But those people are doing the work in real time that you're there to talk to, so, you know, talk about, right? So listen to them. Take a chance. Go talk to them and be like, hey, man, what kind of stuff are you seeing here? Like, you know, what kind of exploits are people trying to run here? What kind of compromises have you seen? And, you know, you'll be surprised at how much interaction you'll get off of that kind of commentary as well. I did that at Black Hat a couple of years ago. So now every year that I go to Black Hat, I make a point to visit with them and talk and get some interaction with them about what's going on at the time. Anyway, Black Hat, that's a great event. Great event. DEF CON, DANA Initiative, all those. B-Sides Las Vegas, B-Sides Cincy, a lot of those. RSA, Secure World, great events. All right, so you've been, as this conversation has unfolded, and you've been thinking about your own experiences, oh, man, yeah, you're right, I should have thought of this, or, oh, you missed this step. That's okay. You know, everybody's kind of different. Everybody's kind of got their own needs, right? So it does matter. It matters who you are, what experience you're trying to have, right? But making sure that you take care of the important stuff. And what's the important stuff? Well, the important stuff is getting out of the event, whatever it is you're trying to get out of it, right? So knowing where you want to be, what time you want to be there, who's presenting, just winging it, if that's what you want to do. Make sure, though, that you also, like, take care of yourself, right? So at night when it's over, you know, again, this might sound a little crazy, but make sure that in the mornings you're getting up, you're eating a little bit of breakfast, a little bit of protein, a little bit of wake-me-up, whatever it is that you like for breakfast, right? Nothing too carb-heavy or whatever is going to bog you down all day, right? But get up, have something good to eat. Make sure that you eat throughout the day. Make sure that you drink and hydrate. We've talked about that. But at the end of the day, you know, chill out. Take care of your body, man. Put your feet up. Watch a little TV. Get online and watch some videos from that day that you didn't get to go see in person, right? Sit in a bathtub, right? Let the water soak. Stand in a shower for an extra few minutes longer than you normally would, right? Just take care of yourself. That's a huge difference, especially in these multi-day events at places where there's a lot of stress on your body, because, you know, you might not realize it, but you go into these events and there's all the noise and all the lights blinking and sounds of electronic beep bop, right? And people talking and you're walking and you're bumping into people and you have to go from point A to point B and you're getting out of cars or cabs or trams or whatever it is you're doing. So it's a lot of true stress on your body that you might not realize. So think about that. How would I take care of myself while I'm doing that? One of the things that I seem to experience now, so, you know, I've been doing tech conferences since my mid-30s, right? Well, now I'm 51. And the difference, in besides the content, of course, has changed over that almost 20 years.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The way that I react to that stuff, that stimulus, is huge. A big difference. I used to not really react to it much. I probably overdid it a lot of occasions. But, you know, you're going to, it's a mess. It can be a mess if your body is not ready for that reaction. And the weird thing is while you're at the event, you might be all hyped up and, man, this is great, and running from place to place and seeing all this stuff. But then when you get home, right, sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation, right? So you've got to plan for that too. You've got to plan for, man, I need a day or two of downtime when I get home before I go back to work, right? Come home on a Sunday night, land at 7 o'clock at night, been gone for a week, family wants to see you, you got clothes to wash, you got to catch up, get ready for work, right? And then you got to get go to work the next day. You get no time to decompress, right? And then you're right back into it. So give yourself time. Make sure you get a day or two on the back end as well to take care of yourself that way. What for you, clearly you can't answer me in real time, but if you were to think about, like, what do I want to get out of these events, right? Clearly we all want to learn something, or we want to, I don't know, meet somebody specific or whatever. We all have our reasons for going to different events that we go to. But, you know, what's more important? If learning is important, make sure that you have access to those offline videos, because you are clearly not going to be able, at most events, you're not going to be able to attend all of it, right? So make sure you can have some access, assuming that that access exists. But, you know, make sure that you're also develop some plans for social interaction, right? Plans to meet some of these speakers. And be prepared to be surprised at other conference attendees who, you know, have some great knowledge in areas that you won't. And you might meet your next, you know, best colleague, or, you know, even that, you might meet your next boss. You know, you got to one of these events and you find about a job opening that you didn't know existed, and all of a sudden your interest has peaked, and, you know, you might just meet your new boss or whatever, right? So plan on the unexpected. Leave yourself open for social interaction. You know, don't just go there and close yourself off. Don't go there with, you know, your earbuds in and your head down and you're, I'm only here for these five things and that's it. You know, leave a little window of opportunity, because, man, that right there, especially at, like, an event like DEF CON, where there's so many hands-on events, right? You're doing hardware hacking, and you're drone hacking, and you're medical machinery hacking, and you are lock picking, and doing social engineering tests, and you're playing Capture the Flag, and Danny Kasky has Whose Slide Is It Anyway event. So a lot of opportunities to just play and have fun and test your skills and learn new skills and then test those new skills out. And often enough, you're going to have somebody sitting next to you. You know, I sat out at Lockpick Village last year, and I was trying my first four-tumbler lock. Now, I've never picked a lock with four tumblers in my life. And this, gosh, I don't know, probably young 20s, a guy and a girl, I'm not sure if friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, colleagues, whatever their deal was, right? But in their young 20s, picking locks at the table next to me. And, you know, you sit down at a table, there's 10 or 15 different kind of locks just on the table, and you either have your own lock pick kit, or there's a few tools laying on the table you can try out, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm poking around. He goes, yeah. He goes, oh man, those four tumblers are tough. And I'm like, yeah, I never did one before. I'm just trying. He goes, well, I can see that you're using a technique that is very effective on the two tumblers, but for four tumblers, you kind of want to put the tension like this, and you want to throw a rake across it like this, and and maybe push down them pin by pin to disengage. And it was amazing. I mean, here I was just chit-chatting away with this guy, and next thing I know, I'm picking four tumbler locks, and I had never been able to do it. And had I sit there by myself, maybe I would have figured it out eventually, but instead, this guy is like, hey, let's try this and that. And we're giggling and laughing. It was great, man. It was a fun social interaction. Plus, I learned, and I got to do it hands-on. So make sure that you leave that open, that opportunity for yourself open. So, yep. Moving on. I want to also bring up the bad side of these events a little bit, right? Especially if you go to a bigger city that you don't know and you somehow make it obvious. Now, in Vegas, of course, they know most people are tourists, right? A little different in San Francisco or Seattle, right? Depending on how you act, how you dress, how you talk, how you walk, right? What you're wearing, the locals can pick you out. And you don't want to be a target, right? So you want to make sure that you either blend in or at least don't stand out like a sore thumb. So think about where you're going, right? And if you're not that kind of person, like, oh, I don't care. I got concealed carry. I'm a tough guy. I'll beat you up, whatever. If that's your game, okay, cool. Just ignore this part of the conversation. But, if you don't want any of that extra hassle, think about it. I'm not going to carry a big bulging wad of money in my pocket, right? I'm not, the obvious traveler tips. But at these tech conferences, some people, even other, techs are looking for nerds, right? They're looking at what they think is someone who may not be streetwise or savvy, and they're thinking that all you know is technology. They may not realize that, in the modern era now, most techs are, black belt in jiu-jitsu or concealed carries, or, they might be a tech because they work for the police department in their hometown. They might be an FBI tech. Right, there's a lot of different types, right, in the nerd fields these days. So, my point being is, don't stand out, And I don't know. I saw people in Vegas, 2 years ago, might have been three. A small fight broke out, and one guy accused another guy of stealing a USB drive. They were sitting in a wide open kind of a conference space where just a bunch of tables, a bunch of chairs, anybody could sit down. They had plugs underneath so you could recharge your cell phones or your laptops or iPads, whatever. And I guess some dude laid down a thumb drive and, I don't know, he accused somebody else picking it up. And, these two were going to blows over a USB drive right in the middle of this conference. And, by the time security came in and cleared him up, the first guy realized that he had put the thumb drive back in his own backpack. And here the both of them was getting thrown out of the event and their money not refunded just because of that. I mean, it's kind of stupid, but it happened. So just be prepared. Just because it's a tech conference doesn't mean something stupid isn't going to happen. So just be prepared for the stupid, right? Make sure that, if you are a tech and you're going to these events, you probably know this already, but make sure your technology is prepared to travel, right? If you're a Windows person, make sure you get your Windows updates. Make sure you get your antivirus, right? Make sure you got a VPN service that you can safely use, like hotel wireless or whatever, or even have your own wireless, like a Jetpack or a hotspot your phone or whatever the deal is, right? So plan for your tech. Make sure your tech is safe, and along those same lines, make sure you get a small, like one of those little battery banks. Make sure you keep it charged up, right? At night, go back to the hotel, throw it on a charger somewhere, get that thing charged up. Next morning, throw it in your backpack. That way, if you are out somewhere and your cell phone dies, you've got a quick way to charge. Because I'm telling you, at these events, a working power plug is a premium. You'll find people sitting on the hallways in the conference centers because there's no other place for a plug, because that's where the janitors plug in their vacuums, you know, to clean up, and all the other plugs are taken. So plan like you want to be self-sufficient, right? Plan that you don't want to have to stand in line all day, or that you don't want to have to eat, you know, overpriced cardboard pizza or coffee that tastes like water, right? Plan. Have your own stuff. Have what you think you're going to need throughout the day, and think about it. And even if you miss, like, okay, today, damn, I sure wish I had whatever, right? Well, there's no harm in running down to a Walmart or a Walgreens or whatever store that might be local to wherever you are and picking up whatever it is that you realized you forgot, right? And have it with you. It's way better than, A, paying for it at the resort or the event space. It's always going to be overpriced there, right? And it's certainly better than not having it the next time that you want it or need it. So consider the bad stuff, too. What bad things can happen, and figure it out that way. All right. Whew, that's a lot. It's 9:38. We're about 20 minutes away from the end of this thing, but what other kind of stuff have I experienced? So let's just talk about, like, weirdo dumb things. You know, I've been delayed on my plane flights, right? Both directions, both going to an event and coming home. The only time that ever really caused me a problem was coming home one day. Actually, it was delayed overnight, and I was coming home on a Sunday. So instead, I didn't get home till Monday. I was supposed to be at work Monday, so I had to call my boss on Sunday, explain it, and I'm like, I need that extra day off work. I'll be on Tuesday, right? Depending on your boss. That's either not a big deal, or it's, you know, an awkward conversation, whatever. So think about those kind of things. You know, again, plan for stupid, you know, the stupid things to happen. I twisted an ankle one time. That was ugly. You know, here I am by myself. I was in Dallas, Texas, of all places. And I was at this event that was going to go from a Friday. It was a Friday-Saturday. So I got there on Thursday. I was flying home on Sunday. And I got down there Friday, and I twisted my ankle. Now, most times a twisted ankle is no big deal, but for whatever reason, I, like, you know, was a superstar at twisting my ankle that day, and I really just went down, right? So here I am, by myself, in a tech conference with some not by myself, like, I didn't have family with me or people that I felt comfortable saying, ow, that hurts, right? I had a couple coworkers with me. Well, here I am, sitting, kind of laying, sort of, on a floor, in the middle of all these people, right, and like three people that know me. And what am I going to do? Like, hey, can you hold my ankle for me or wrap me up, right? What am I going to do? You're going to take me back to the hotel and ice me and take care of me at night? What am I going to do with that? So the guys that I'm with there, they kind of got me up off the floor and helped me hobble over to a chair. And I'm like, well, let's give it a minute here. Let me see how this feels. Well, it was swelling up by the second. It was terrible. The local place that we were, they had some EMTs, you know, for the event on site, and they come and they're like, well, we're going to take you to the emergency room, right? Well, here I am in Dallas, right? And I'm like, okay, I guess, but if I go to the emergency room, like, how do I get back, right? So I had to, you know, at that time we didn't have a rental car, and we were just traveling back and forth via hotel shuttle. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll be on crutches and I'll take a cab. How far away is the hospital? You know, how much is this cab ride going to cost me? It's just crazy. And by the time it was all said and done, I ended up, like, not really attending the conference at all. Because by the time I get back from the ER, you know, I was pretty miserable. Saturday, I'm on crutches. I'm not going to hobble around this tech event all day on crutches and still be sore from a fresh injury anyway. Right, and then I had to get on an airplane, right? And there's no place to stretch your leg out on an airplane. And so I'm having to stay at this awkward position. My ankle was swelling up on the plane because I can't, like, elevate and ice it on the plane. It was ridiculous. Absolutely the worst event I've ever experienced, all because I twisted my ankle. So think about that. What would you do if you were at some place, right? And even if you didn't have coworkers, what if you're just by yourself? And you had to recover from that kind of event, how would you get to and from, right? What would you do? So think about that sort of thing. It was aggravating. Now, I did have a little bit of assistance because, like, carrying my bags out of the hotel when it's time to fly home on Sunday, my coworkers, you know, like, hey, met me at my hotel room. I hobbled down on crutches down, but they put my bags on their valet cart, whatever, and we got down to the hotel shuttle, and they helped me get my bags into the airport and check me in, and that sort of deal, right? Help me with my carry-on bag and my crutches and crap, and get back home, and I had people meeting me for my bags, family, so, and they had known by then, because I clearly called them and told them, so. But yeah, think about that. It was so ridiculous, and not something I'd wish on you to happen to you. So don't do that. Don't trip. Right, stay upright. What else? I'm trying to think of all like the crazy things that are exciting yet fun yet kind of stupid sometimes. For those that have never seen me, I am often told that I look like the character from Breaking Bad, right? The main bald guy with the goatee wears the hat. Honestly, I don't even know the character's name because I never really watched Breaking Bad, oddly enough. So that particular actor, and again, I apologize for not knowing his name, but he was at Black Hat last year, 2018, because he was promoting another movie that was like a tech hacker kind of thing. I'm not even sure if it even came out yet, but he was promoting that movie, and I saw this sign about like, hey, come meet him, whatever. And they had him there sitting on a chair in front of a green screen. So as they're kind of setting the place up, it was funny because I kind of walked up, and one of the interns for about 5 or 10 seconds thought that I was that actor, right? Now, I'm in my 50s. This guy's in his 70s, so I wasn't sure how insulted I was. But, clearly after a few seconds, the guy realizes I'm not that actor. But then they're like, hey, stick around. This will be fun. We can kind of play you off, right? So I stuck around, and the actor shows up, a few minutes before the meet-and-greet stuff happens. And they took me behind a green screen with him and let me meet him face-to-face. Well, then they had a hat and some other tchotchke stuff, and they more or less put me in like a jacket and a hat to match more or less what he was wearing, and brought us both out at the same time, and it was funny, but it was just one of those things where I just happened to be at the right place at the right time, and I had heard about being called that, so I still have the picture of me with him, and every now and again I will bring or post that picture back up on Facebook or Twitter and just, say, hey, which one am I? but yeah, so you also have that kind of thing, right? You have different opportunities to meet folks and, you never know who you're going to meet is really the point that I'm trying to get at there. You just never know. All right. Well, we're running just about out of time. There's so much more that you could talk about at these events, but, at the end of it, following up to, if you met people, make some mental notes, or if you have your notepad with you, make sure that you take notes of who you met and why, or if you get somebody's business card, use your pen to kind of jot down on the back of what you talked about as a mental reminder, because I promise you, if you are at a 3, 5, 7 day tech conference, you most likely will have enough conversations that you will forget who was who and what was what. And you're going to want to remember, oh yeah, that's the person that I spoke X about with, right? And then when you follow up with them later, you can really get whatever, more in depth or more detailed, whatever, about the topic that you had. So it's certainly worth noting, or taking notes, your different conversations that you have. And oddly, obviously you're not going to talk about, hey bud, pass me the ketchup while you're at the counter for your hamburger. But, unless you want to jot down the guy to pass you the ketchup on your hamburger wrapper, I don't know, but have some fun, plan to have fun. But, honestly, one of the best tips I think I can say is, have a backpack with a few things, something to snack on, water definitely, or whatever fluid that you like. If you're an energy bar / protein bar / 5-hour energy kind of person, whatever, something to keep your momentum going. A lot of these conferences, the different booths, they'll have a free snack or free coffee or something, right? They know people are late in the day. Whew, it's a drain, dude. So they're keeping people going as best they can as well, because they need you focused and ready to buy their product, right? So pay attention to that. But plan, right? Plan. And the whole video thing, if you really don't have to sit through 3 to 5 hours a day of talks to get the information that you want, don't, right? Leave the talks for later. Watch them on YouTube or the events website, whatever. Meet the people. Talk to the people in the hallway. Talk to other tech vendors. Talk to other conference attendees. I guarantee you're going to get more out of those conversations than you probably will sitting in a chair and listening to somebody talk, unless somehow that person talking is just your holy grail of speakers that you can't miss, then clearly that's a different story. But if it's somebody that's just going to tell you about how their product works, or if they're going to tell you about how their research was, and you're not sure that you're going to have a reasonable opportunity to engage them one-on-one about their research, then don't spend the time waiting, right? Just watch the video. Buy the book, right? Or maybe you want to get a book autographed and included. It's, worth staying there for that, something like that, if that's your deal. So, yep, great stuff. Make sure you know, make sure, I'll tell you what, make sure you know when things start and end. That's always a bone of confusion at some of these events, because at times, things will change at the event. So stay on top of that. We'll talk about the event apps that you can possibly download. But at the events themselves, we'll have people handing out flyers most often than not. Say, here's what's on the agenda today, or here are the changes. They'll have electronic billboards or something. Just take a quick note. Make sure you know, like, hey, oh, there was a schedule change or even a room change, right? Last thing you want to do is look at the schedule that was printed up back in February, and here it is August, and then you didn't realize that your favorite speaker in conference room 3 at 2 o'clock is now in conference room 1 at 4:30, right? Now you just missed and got confused or whatever. You double booked another time frame that you wanted to do something else. So make sure you're paying attention to changes. Be flexible. Have fun. Yeah, it's a great event. I can't say enough about it. So, this year, the coming up here in just 2 weeks is RSA out in San Francisco of 2019. I am full, well, and prepared to go until this weekend. So I am having a total knee replacement and am unable to now attend the RSA event. I am going to be missing it, and quite frankly, that's a shame, because I was taking my family with me this time so that they could enjoy San Francisco for their first trip ever out to that area of the country. And we're going to have to just reschedule. So I'll have total knee surgery. That's going to put me back a few months. But my next plan, if you are paying attention or interested in just exchanging notes up face to face sometime, having some fun, I am currently on the agenda to attend Black Hat Def Con B-Sides Vegas around that first week of August. So that is my next major tech events space that I will be. I will be attending as media and also as an IT person, a CISSP, and the security job that I hold day to day. I'm there to learn as well. And so I'll be out there interviewing folks, which is kind of nice. I will admit that being on iHeartRadio's platform and having the access via the media channel really gives me an opportunity to meet some of these really interesting speakers and presenters, keynote presenters at different high-level events, and getting a chance one-on-one for even the 10 or 15 minutes to just talk, ask the questions, learn from myself, but share that as an interview or as a format. So not only am I learning about the topics that interest me, but I'm able to share those with you all as well, for what that's worth. So I really enjoy the fact that I get this opportunity to go. Also, since that is the case, and October or Black Hat in August is my next big event, stay tuned episode to episode, because as we start getting into May and June, I will be doing a contest to bring somebody with me as a media co-host for the Black Hat event. I cannot get you into DEF CON. You have to pay for that yourself. But at Black Hat, I will be there as media, and we are planning on taking an intern. And that intern could very well be you, right? And give you a little chance to see what it's like behind the scenes with how the press has to work at these events, the kind of extra things that we do to do our thing. Plus, you'll get a chance to interview some folks that, or talk to some folks that you may really want to talk to that you might not have had an opportunity to meet in person otherwise. So stay tuned, keep tweeting, keep paying attention, and when I am ready to have that contest, I will put up the how to enter rules. I'm sure it'll be something about tweet this, hashtag that, whatever, and we'll figure some Twitter kind of contesting out, and that'll be how you get to attend Black Hat. Now, I'll tell you now that I'm going to get you into Black Hat with the media credentials, but you are on your own to get there. You are on your own for your hotel or food or rental car, whatever, those kind of travel expenses, all on you. The only thing I'm going to do is I'll save you about $3,500 to get you into Black Hat with me. So that is that. All right, well, that's enough for tonight. I think we're going to call it an early night and let you stew on how to survive going to one of these events. Feel free to send me a twit. Send me a twit. Well, see, I didn't drink enough water today. I didn't have my 5-hour energy drink, and all of a sudden I can't think of tweet over twit. So send me a tweet or a twit, whichever one you have closest to you. Let me know what kind of ideas that you have for your survival at these events, and give me some ideas how to make my events better for myself. I would really appreciate it. Otherwise, I will see you next week at 9 o'clock in the East. Right now, we're working on some security folks that work in the military industry and the kind of things that they have to do to help protect, you know, systems on like battleships and aircraft carriers and, you know, other military kind of things, and what they have to look for to make sure those systems don't get compromised. So that's what we're working on for next week as a topic. That's it. I got it. I'm out here tonight. It's 9:55. We're going to cut out 5 minutes early. I appreciate your time. Stay with us next week. Dave, the IT guy, bring your own security radio. Find me on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Apple, any other podcast platform that you like. And I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Good night, everyone.
Okay, that's it. Hopefully you've been inspired to learn more, or at the very least, heard something new that you didn't know already. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at BYOS Radio and Facebook at facebook.com/BYOS Radio. You can download each episode from iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and just about any other podcasting software you like. You can also listen live every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern from the bringyourownsecurity.net website. You might even learn CPE for your IT certifications. So tune in weekly.